And good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO.
That's what I'm going with. Too much soda.
Special thanks to Kinley Jones for joining us this morning. And, you know, I'm looking forward to softball.
Yeah. Kinley.
Yep. Really good job. You got a great teammate there, Maddie. And I know you guys are going to do some big things in softball this year.
We're excited.
All right. Fingers crossed. As we talked about to open up the show, Mizzou football had an excellent recruiting week once again. The big news this week was the addition of four-star East St. Louis safety Charles Bass joining the Tigers, and the Tigers are on the verge of a top 10 recruiting class in 2025. You know, I think it is Eli just taking it up to the next level.
Oh yeah, between Eli Drinkwitz and the NIL that Missouri has, it's a total new ball game. You know, I don't think they're going to stay in that top 10, top 11. I mean, the best, matter of fact, somebody was kind of doing the numbers the other day, the best they could possibly do would be 8, and that would be with some guys that they really don't think they're going to get. But they totally expect to be top 15, like right around that 14 or 15 mark when all is said and done by the end of the recruiting class. You mentioned the top four defensive back out of East St. Louis. They also pulled a top four lineman out of Texas, folks. And this is a guy who Texas wanted, Texas A&M wanted, Oklahoma wanted, and Mizzou got him. And not only that, but it gives him bookend tackles. Top 10 kids at tackle in the United States for this next season. I mean, they are on a roll. Their offensive line class, I think right now, is rated top 3. And they're still in on two more kids. They don't expect really – one of them they don't expect to get. The other one's kind of a toss-up. He's expected to announce in the next week. The other one is expected to announce in early August, but still in on a 4- and a 5-star kid on the offensive line. So some great recruiting. Matter of fact, everywhere you look, there's a 4-star kid that they recruited. The 5-star quarterback, Matt Zollers, out of Pennsylvania. When's the last time we pulled a 5-star that's not been in-state? Never.
I can't remember.
No, we've never done it. Never done it.
It has not happened. SEC Media Days, as we mentioned, is going to be going on starting on Monday.
And
Mizzou will be there on day two, of course. And, you know, a couple of questions there. I think the running back question is who's going to start at running back? Cody Schrader filled that role very, very nicely last year. So who steps into that? And let's put it this way. It is a void, you know, but I don't think there's too much of a gap going
on. No, and it'll be interesting to see because they really like Marcus Carroll, as far as he's almost a Cody Schrader clone body type, and he runs a lot like Cody Schrader. And then you've got Nate Noel, who gives them, they absolutely fell in love with this kid in the spring. He's a kid that was at West Virginia. Of course, his dad, they're years and years ago, was one of the fastest players in the country. But Nate has got some speed and quickness to him that we haven't seen in a long, long time. And going to remind a lot of people of Henry Josie. I think they'll go running back by committee. I really do, because these two kids are both very good. And it's going to be, hey, we're going to run this guy with a hot hand, and then we're going to give the other guy a chance to run for a little while. And I think that's the dilemma with Drink, is he likes to run one guy and run him to death. You know what? You got two studs. You run them. And we haven't even talked about Kawan Lacey, who wasn't here in the spring and is just blistering fast.
Yep, no doubt about it. A lot of people have Mizzou sitting at a 10-2 record again this year. I don't think, I don't think that's too off. Maybe even possibly 11 wins, just depending on how injuries go. But it is going to be a phenomenal season this year, I do believe.
Yeah, it's lined up very, very well. And obviously, if things go well, it just bodes even better for the future. Because if you can hold on to some of this coaching staff, because you know what? These guys have really recruited well. Whether you're talking about Kirby Moore, whether you talk about Jacob Peeler, the wide receivers coach, whether you're talking about Corey Batoon, they have done an unbelievable job centered around Eli Drinkwitz. And the big problem, if they do what we think they're going to do, is keeping the gang together next year, because there are going to be some guys who offered some great jobs And you know what? We're used to losing a few coaches here and there, but we're not used to, you know, we just lost one to LSU. That's going to become the norm, is LSU and Georgia and Oklahoma and Alabama. And we're going to be fighting not only for recruits with these schools, but also for coaches.
No doubt about it. The ESPYs took place on Thursday night. I know, Brendan, you weren't able to watch it. I don't know about you, Michael, if you caught any of it or not.
I did not.
Maddie, did you catch any? Nope, didn't see it. Well, Patrick Mahomes was honored there, the best male athlete of the year. He was not actually at the ESPYs, but Coach Andy Reid accepting that in his position. And, you know, just taking a look at some of the guys that he beat out there, Shohei Ohtani, Scottie Scheffler, and Connor McDavid, I agree with the decision that Patrick Mahomes should have been the male athlete of the year once again. And I'm not quite understanding, but I believe Patrick Mahomes is right up there on Tom Brady status. And I know a lot of people don't want to admit that right now.
I think he is, you know. And I think another year kind of solidifies that. But when you do what he's done, I mean, he's done nothing but take the Chiefs to the Super Bowl, you know.
And he's young. Like, yes. He's a younger guy.
Yeah.
So I think that's very impressive.
Yeah, he's still got plenty of years, you know, assuming that's what he wants to do and he doesn't have a major injury. Still got plenty of years to play, but he's just doing incredible things at a very early age. You know, I guess the question is, what is the male athlete of the year? You know, is he the most athletic guy? No, but is he the most freakish athletic guy? With some of the things that he does in his craft, and I think that's that's the question. Are you looking at what someone's doing in their craft, or are you looking at overall? But in his craft, there's nobody. Yeah, I mean, right. Nobody compares to him.
Agree with the decision, Brennan?
Yeah, I think so. I think those four options that you said were definitely right up there as
worthy.
Yeah.
For sure.
For the best contenders. And Patrick Mahomes, I know we're all a little bit biased on the show, but
right.
But with what he's done and how he's laid the foundation for that team to be successful, he said it several years ago for it to be successful, and they've delivered three Super Bowls in the last several years. And they still got that foundation for winning even more in the coming years. And so with all that in mind, I think that the effectiveness of him as a football player, like Michael was saying,
I think one of the things you look at is how dominant are you in your craft? And obviously he is. But if you look at the PGA, I mean, Scottie Scheffler's won seven PGA tournaments this year. That's insane. Insane. I mean, normally if somebody's on a run, that won't win three or four. Seven is just
even after he got arrested before one of them.
And it's probably a good thing he got arrested, or he would have won. I think
he would have been
The media circus was a little, you know, out there. I mean, he blew it. You know, the first day he was okay, but I think the media circus afterwards, when he got done with his round, kind of distracted him. But you know, you have to give kudos to him. The very next week, he collects himself and another first-place finish.
Yep. Want to give a shout-out to Ty Lue this week, the men's basketball team winning their exhibition game. Pretty dominant in that as they get ready for the games get started for real here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so. And they've had some injuries. Some guys who've been injured, some guys who've been sitting out. Kevin Durant, I know, has been kind of banged up a little bit. Kudos to Ty keeping the whole thing together. And there's, you know what, that's a tough road to hoe. I mean, we think that the NBA, you know, U.S. is dominant, but a lot of these guys who play in the NBA play for other teams in the Olympics. So
we've seen sometimes in the international basketball scene that the U.S. at times they can be dominant when they get it all together, but some of these players don't fit into the role of coming off the bench anymore. Coming off the bench,
good point.
For better players,
they're
starting ahead
that.
Of them.
Yeah,
and what they need the entire team to
buy in,
to make sure that they don't have a slip up like they did in last Olympics, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Let's see as they go for gold. We're almost to the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season. As a matter of fact, both the Royals and the Cardinals playing their last series before the All-Star break. And, you know, two teams that are still right up at the top of their division in a wild card hunt. Talking about the Royals, they've really gotten hot lately. They've won four straight, beat Boston last night. Bobby Witt Jr. hitting a home run at Fenway Park. That's where he grew up at. His dad was also a Major League Baseball player. The Royals have a little momentum going into this All-Star break after playing a really tough schedule. They've kind of rebounded nicely.
Well, they have, and they went through a stretch where their pitching just wasn't quite as sharp as it was earlier in the season. For whatever reason, their managers moved things around and got that staff back on pace. And you know what? They're throwing out some good pitchers and doing a good job. You know, in this day and age, when you can hold teams to four runs or less, you're doing a pretty good job. And they did that in the Cardinals series last night, a one-run game against the Red Sox in Boston. That's a nice pitching job any way you slice it.
No doubt about it. Royals with 52 wins as of today, only four wins off of last season's total. So a pretty nice season going there for Kansas City.
Just a couple of days away from the All-Star break. Yep. I know that you've got a favorite in the Home Run Derby. Who you got?
I like Bobby Witt Jr., but, I mean, that's me.
I think it's hard to bet against Pete Alonso.
Yeah. Well, he's proven year after year that he's the man to beat.
He's going to be a slugger, no doubt about it. It's interesting to see who is and who isn't participating. I think I read was it Nolan Arenado who said he's not going to participate? Somebody just pulled out here recently, and it may have been Nolan simply because of injuries. And Bobby's. I'm not sure Bobby's playing.
Bobby Witt is playing.
He is. He is going to. Someone else is just pulled out recently, and I don't remember who it was. But it's always interesting just to watch. You know what? It's a good hour of mindless TV that you can kind of enjoy.
They could add a little to it. Maybe have a hot dog eating contest before they do the home run.
Oh, party. I think that'd be great.
It would be awesome.
Yeah,
you can't take that.
See how many can chuck it up. I mean, hot dogs.
The baseball. Baseball. Speaking of baseball, the Cardinals, they are on a three-game losing skid right now. Lost a doubleheader to the Royals Wednesday night, and then they lost to the Cubbies last night. Still in second place in their division, and
let's talk about that division for a minute.
Okay, I mean,
it's weak. the Cubs are like two games behind them. Yeah.
They're in last place.
Yeah, in last place, two games behind the Cardinals. There's a bunch of teams in the National League that are in the running, and the Cardinals are one of them, but. Got to have better hitting, got to have more consistent pitching as you get into the second half.
Not sure what they do in the signing period for free agents. We'll see. I think the Cardinals should be buyers, but we will definitely see. So, we got St. Louis Blues news also this week. They signed a free agent in Ryan Sutter. He's 39 years old, adds a little bit of experience to the team, and gives them some much-needed defense. And I think that pretty much covers the sports world. There are not a lot of sports going on locally right now. Everything's kind of come to a halt. We usually do an athlete of the week. Maddie, do you have anybody in mind in particular, or Brendan, that we want to give a special shout out to?
Yeah, Emil Scandavino, favorite athlete, and it's his birthday today.
How old is he?
Big 18.
One-eight.
Oh, my.
He's an adult now.
All right. Very nice. So Emil is your pick for athlete of the week. All right. Brendan, what about you?
She stole mine.
She stole it. Okay, so we got a double vote for Emil on his birthday. We're doing athlete shout-outs this week, Michael, who's just come back in. Emil Scandavino, 18 today, and of course he's a soccer star.
Okay,
and we've got two votes for Emil. You have any thoughts on an athlete of the week?
Oh, I'll go Caitlin Clark.
Okay,
she has been setting. Matter of fact, I think you were going to speak a little bit about that, but she's been setting records left and right. She had 17 assists, and I think it was last night's game. which sets a WNBA record. She's just been on fire. We've kind of talked about her all season, doing great things. But, I mean, if you needed another one, who's the Knicks guard that just took less money?
Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
Yeah. Just took a major pay cut.
And he was on the SmackDown last week.
Over $100 million. Less dollars than he was allotted.
Yeah.
New York.
He did it strictly on Matt Pilger's advice to get the Knicks a ring. Thanks, Matt.
It's been a long time as a Knicks fan, let me just tell you that, since we've had a championship there. So that is definitely a good thing. My athlete of the week is going to be Patience Holman. We didn't get to pay her due. She played in the Canada Cup. It was our first year over there playing for Team Israel. They went into playoff play and got one win, but then they lost in that single elimination the next round. But Patience, she picked right up where she left off. She hadn't really done a lot of hitting in 2 years, got right up there, hit an RBI game-winning run, and she was also pitching on the mound and very dominant there as she normally is. So shout out to Patience Holman.
You know what? You talk softball. I'm going to back the truck up for just a minute because Larissa Anderson at Mizzou has been recruiting pretty well. She's added a couple of nice pieces. Still needs a couple bats. She's added a couple of nice pitchers, a couple of bats already, but she still needs one or two more. Don't know if she's going to get them, but it's going to be interesting to see if one of the two incoming freshmen can be a bat right away. And, of course, we know one of those people.
Jordan Thurman, JT.
Yeah. That class, there's a few girls that I know Joe is close with, and they're good ball players. So I think that Mizzou has a good freshman class coming.
You're going to have to make sure Jordan comes back in and keeps us updated on the Mizzou softball season.
I'll get her in.
Yeah. All right.
I'll get her in.
That is your job, Manny. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. We will be back again next week on the Buzzer Beater. High school football season getting ready to start. We're going to start having some
NFL
football guys and the
I
NFL.
Love football season.
Football is getting ready to be back, and the Buzzer Beater will be back next Saturday. For Michael Doherty, Brendan McKeown, and Maddie Tolbert, I'm Matt Pilger. You've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEL.